We are rolling, and if I could, get your name and title for the record.
John Holmes, City Administrator for the City of Odessa, Missouri.
Administrator Holmes, what went on in this most recent meeting of the Board of Aldermen?
Probably the biggest things, two things happened last night. The Board of Aldermen appointed Steve Lockhart to the vacant Ward 1 alderman seat. Mr. Lockhart is a longtime resident of the City of Odessa, and when Donna Davis stepped down from the position at the last meeting, Mayor Murray did some talking to different residents to find out who would be interested in serving in this capacity, and Mr. Lockhart was able to step up and fill in and fill this position. And so he was appointed last night, and also the city collector position was also appointed last night. That is normally an elected position. The city collector, Carla Crawford, she resigned after 30 years of service to the city of Odessa, so that left us without a city collector, and by state statute, we have to have one. So it was proposed that our deputy city clerk, Peggy Oaf, be fill in for the remainder of this term because this comes back up for election in April, and so she did that, and then she was also appointed and confirmed by the Board of Aldermen last night as well.
All right, good, and that's good to have those positions filled. And now what kind of business did you take care of? Did you have some old business, or was it mostly new business on the agenda last night?
A little bit of both. The old business was that we talked about the wastewater rates here for the city of Odessa. One thing that we're doing in the process, going through the process of applying for state revolving funds, that is a program through the state of Missouri that allows us to borrow funding from the state to build wastewater infrastructure or water infrastructure within the communities. And we get a sufficiently cheaper rate than we would, as far as interest rates, than what we would get normally if we went outside to just the open market. And so working with them, we have to do a rate analysis and look at what our rates will be and what our projected expenses will be when this new wastewater treatment plant comes online. And so we have to reset all of those and make sure that we're in the parameters, within the parameters that the Department of Natural Resources sets for us. So we were having those discussions last night, and nothing was actually settled upon. They want me to go ahead and formulate the ordinance and bring that back, and then final determination on what the rates will be done at the next meeting as far as part of an ordinance, and that passed. New business that we had was a budget amendment, and what that is at the end of the year, we have to make sure that the budget evens out and that everything is ties out for the state. The state of Missouri requires that of us, and so we took care of that last night. And that's just an accounting, housekeeping issue at the end of the fiscal year, which our fiscal year runs from October to September, and so this is just finishing that out. Another old issue that has kind of been gone on since last spring was some issues revolving around the idea of poultry and livestock within the city limits, and that was specifically to address people wanting to have raised chickens in their backyard. So we were looking at it from that standpoint, and we have not allowed that in the past, and there was kind of a broad interpretation of the term livestock, and there was better verbiage taken care of in this code change so that it includes poultry as well. The last two things was Planning and Zoning Commission made two recommendations for a lot subdivision of a business. Couple of businesses that were on the same lot, and so that was subdivided into two different parcels of land. And then the second issue that the Planning and Zoning Commission had was a residential lot that was consolidating. It was taking three residential lots into one larger lot that came out to about 3.17 acres. So that was pretty much it. Other than that, no big issues. The couple of public comments was the Odessa Chamber of Commerce regarding a road closure for the Christmas lighting ceremony, which is taking place on November 25th, and that was pretty much it.
All right, Administrator, and do you see any other discussions or possibly subjects that will come up in future meetings?
I know that we'll be discussing the issue of the wastewater rates. That, like I said, that'll be coming up forward in ordinance form at the next meeting for the Board of Aldermen to make a final determination and vote on. But that's probably one of the biggest ones that we're having to deal with right now. Other than that, it's just kind of, it gets kind of quiet right here at the last before the holidays and that kind of thing. And not a lot of things come up during that time. It gets pretty slow every year when that happens.
Well, Administrator, thank you for your time, and have a great Thanksgiving come up and a great holiday season.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.